דף דלת עומד א', בי תוספות, ותנא תונא האידך דרב חייא. So the Gemara said that what Rab Chiya brought a raya from our Mishnah, from the Shvuah of Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, that there's a din Shvuah of Ados Eidis, so that the Gemara shlugged up, because how can you say there's a Chiyav Shvuah Salts Ados Eidim, so you can't say that the Shvuah Samishn is al Tzador Seidis. And the Gemara says, V'tana Tune A'idach Derab Chiyah. We have a raya from a Mishnah to a second aloche, a different aloche that Rab Chiyah said, that Heilech is Chayev. And that we have a raya from a Mishnah. Anan sadi demayde tofis haidi dehu. Perish Rashi, kivin the havi kados edim, mishtabe mit rabchiye kamais. So Rashi says that it's similar to ados edim. So you swear mit rabchiye kamais. And we see that heilach is chayev. So that's the raya. So Taisvis asks a mordike kashe bekoshe. Kimen de loy motzi loy echuchi hach bereise de helich. The bereise can only prove that helich is chayev. Elo mikoyach kamaise. Only if we have the first echoche that there is a din shvue of a dos eides. Is lema v'tanetuna kamaisa. So let us say v'tanetuna kamaisa. Why did the Gemara fall off from the first v'tanetuna? Since the second v'tanetuna is based on Rab Chiya kamaisa. This is a merdike kasha. And because of this kasha, so Tosfos is choilek on Rashi. Lechach yesh lema, da nan sadi lav davke. That what in the idach der Rab Chiya, we're bringing a raya that heilach is chayev. V'tanetune, the Gemara says shnayim erchsim betals voch kim de tofes an nan sadi de maide tofes heilachu. So that what the Gemara says an nan sadi lav davke. The Maide Tofes Mechashvin Leihashte Tvei Mehedos Eidim V'choshev Ki'ilu Moidele Didideihu. It's better than Eidos Eidim. It's like he's Moide that it is. Now we have to understand Tosfos. There's a major problem in the sugya, which Tosfos was ma'ira. The first lashon said, if there's a chiyev shvue, so the chiyev shvue is out, a chiyev kamaise. So the Gemara said, v'tana tune, and a chiyev kamaise, that there's a chiyev shvue, tado seidim. Then the Gemara shlugged it up, no, you can't say the chiyev shvue is Al Tzador Seidim, Keichidikan Ansadilai, Ansadilai, it can't be Al Tzador Seidim. But Anatune, Aidach the Rab Chiya. And another din of Rab Chiya, that Heilach is Chayim. Now Heilach, so where's, what kind of Shvuah are we speaking about? So Rashi had said, Ador Seidim. So Tosfos says, if it's a Shvuah of Ador Seidim, so we're back to where we started from. So the Gemara should have said, V'tana tune, Rab Chiya kamaisa. That's what the Gemara should have said. So Tosfos says, the second Lashon held that the case of our Mishnah is not a case of Ador Seidim. It's better than Ador Seidim. It's like Maida B'mitzis. So that is why the second Lashon held that That is why the second Loshon Hel, you don't have a raya to rabchiya kamais. That's what Tosfos says. This mamash shavuos maida b'miktzis. And it's heilach, oh, that's raya lech is raya. But you don't have a raya to rabchiya kamais because it's better than ados edem. It's ke'ilu hoidem. Dan ansadi lav davke, the maida tofes machashvin alei hashte, tvei me ados edem. V'choshev kilu moidalei didideihu. So we have to understand the words of Tosfos. What does Tosfos mean? It's better than Hador Seidem. It's like he's moide. Shem Yishamayim. He's kaifa. Shneim eichzim betala, zayim mekulashli, zayim mekulashli. And the Gemara says, oh, this is better than Rabchiya Kamaisa. Rabchiya Kamaisa is Hador Seidem. There it's keilu. He's moide. Here he's made, it's better than the Seide. So I'd like to say a pshat in Tosfos. Could be this is what the Sukkos David means. Could this is the Zamagia and the Tosfos Harosh. Now we have to understand that Tosfos says it's like he's made. I mean, this person isn't made, he's kaifa. He says kula shali. And now this is like he's made. There's a svara to say, why is Hados Edom Potter? There's a svara to say, Rabchi also Hados Edom is Chayv. There's a svara to say, Hados Edom is Potter. What is this svara? Because the whole svara that Moide B'Mitzvus is Chayv is because it's a tiny chshuva. You see, he's mourning from him. $100, and he said, well, you're right, I do owe you, not so much. So, Mamela, that's a sibir that you have to swear. By Hedos Edom, he's a kaifa hakel, I don't owe you a penny. But Edom say that he owes. There's a lashon in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yesodos HaTorah, the Rambam says, a meirdik ezach. The Rambam says, Tzibonu lachte chadovo al pi beis eidim. The Torah said we should paskin al pi beis eidim. Va'af al pi shein onu yoidim im hi idu emes im sheker. I don't know if they're telling the truth. I mean, between you and me, two eidim can say a lie also. There's no guarantee that two people can say a lie. The Torah said that Chaytchen dinimomenes al pishne edim. After din, leba shemayimi, two edim come to Besdin, and they say Reuven owes $50. We don't make cheshbonis al pishne edim yakim dova. That's the din. We're with leba shemayimi. He's chayv to pay $50 fartik. Reuven is signing. I don't know a penny. Could be, but that's the din. We paskin al pi edim. So when there is the case of ados edim, his pshat is like this. We have a teveya and a nitva. Reuven says, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't owe you a penny. He's a kaifa hakel. I don't owe you a penny. Two edim say, he owes $50. That's Rabchi's case. Now, between you and me, does he really owe $50? He has to pay $50, that's for sure. But the Torah says, to Adam say, yo, you have to pay. But does he really owe the $50? I don't know. That's Losh Narambam. We don't know if he's telling the truth. That's the din. You have to pay. So could be, legabi dechiyev shvue, if the nitva is kaifa legamri, the nitva says, I don't owe you a penny. So even the edim say he owes $50, so legabi paying the $50, Ben says you have to pay. But legabi the sichsuch between the teveya and the nitva, could be this no chiyuv shvua, because the nitva is sticking to his guns. The nitva says, "I don't owe you a penny." He's a kaifa hakol. That's if I have a gzeiras akos of the keedim. What is if I have a non tzadi? We have a svara. That means like this: two people are holding a talus. So it looks that half of the talus belongs, and Ansadi, half of the talus belongs to Reuven, half of the talus belongs to Shimon. Fine. So now, so Reuven is mourning from Shimon, you know, the whole talus belongs to me. Your chelik also belongs to me. Fine. And Shimon says, no, the whole talus belongs to me. But the kfire of Shimon and that we see that Reuven's holding it, it seems that it's not a stark kviri, even though he's tiny that it's mine. But the way we see, this is not the Rambam's apishnei edim choytrim af apishnei edim. Here, it seems to Besdin that Taka half belongs to Reuven. So this is similar to Amoide B'miktzis. The svar of Amoide B'miktzis that is chayev could be not only be when he's moide. As long as he's not kaifer legamri, that means Reuven says you owe me 100, and he says, well, 50, I don't owe you. The other 50, Lavdavka says, I do owe you. If there's not a kfira alimt on the other 50, so Memela, we see the tviya of the teveya is yesh dvorim begab. So the gather of moide b'mitzvahs means he's not koifer legamri. Lav davke that he's moide, but you don't have a strong kvira. That means under the he's saying that means I hear from the nitva 50 saying I don't know you talking. The other 50 he's not so much koifer. So that makes the taina of the teveya a taina cheshuve, and that's the maila over hedos piv than hedos edim. Hedos edim he has to pay, but his kvir is a kvir alimta. He says the two edim are liars. He has business to paskin like them. Finish. They have to pay, but they're liars. I don't owe him a penny. So it's a kfire alimte on the whole tviya. So it could be you don't have to swear at all. He's teveya, he's kaifa. Masha enkein, if there's a svaritika edis, which Besdin sees that half really belongs to Reuven, anansadi, maidetov is haidi day. So this makes that the kfire of the nitva and the half that we assume belongs to Reuven, it's not a kfira alimta. And then there's a shvua that's equivalent to a shvua of a moide b'miktzis. So it could be that is what Tosfos is saying. L'chein yishloima da'anan sadi lav davke. Not that the ika knech is that we have edim that say that he owes that half the talus is his. The maide tofes, that what Yana is holding, mechashvina lehashte tzeme hador seidim. This is better than hador seidim, v'choshev kilu moidele didideu. So the moidele didideu is laved after that he's moidele upon him. I don't have a kvir alimte. Now if I don't have a kvir alimte, so then there's a Chiv Shvua of Maida B'miktzis. So what did Tosfos say? So Tosfos said now, the second Loshen, Tosfos had a very major problem, which is a major problem in the Sugya, that the second Loshen says we only have a Raya to, that Helech is Chaya, we don't have a Raya to Rav Chiya Kamaisa. So Tosfos says, the reason we don't have a Raya because the Gemara was noches now that an ansadi is better than a dos edim. It's keilu hoidim. And we're saying from the Sukkot David, the Magi and the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, the keilu hoidim means al kaponim, there is not such a strong kfire and half of the talus, since we see and we assume that half of the talus belongs to Reuben, so Shimon doesn't have a strong kfirev and the chelik that we're giving to Reuben, so that's keilu, he was made that half the talus belongs to Reuben. That's the end of that problem. So Meila, we don't have a right to Rabbi Chiya Kamais. Ach koshe. But I say it's a koshe, the mikoma came. Ike le mifrech, the masnisen. Why did we fall off of Rabbi Chiya Kamais? We fell off of Rabbi Chiya Kamais. Because the Gemara says, ki heiche de ike anan tzadi lahai. Ike anan tzadi lahai. The mikoma kemikel amifrach the masnisen kehechi da so in the second loshin that we're saying it's not ados edim, it's keilu hoide, so we still have the same kasha kehechi the high hoide lahai high hoide lahai. We have here the kasha that we slugged up the raya terabchia. Akosh the mikoma kemikel amifrach the masnisen kineskan the mishne ki heiche da hai moide lahai, just like I consider ki ilu Shimon is moide that half the talus is Reuben's, and that is why Reuben has to, that's why Shimon has to swear, so we should also consider ki ilu Reuben is moider half the talus of Shimon's. So Shimon shouldn't have to swear. Ki heiche da hai moider lahai, hai nami moider lahai. The lohochi komishtabe ki de porich akamaise umaitike. So Taisvis asks now a new problem. The first problem was the whole chiv shvue is totally in hados eidem. So you always have a raya terapchia kamaise. So Tosfos answered no. The Gemara held now that the Shvu'e of Shnayim Oichzim is better than Hados Eidim. It's like Hados Peik. Fine. Okay. So don't have a right to Rabbi Chiya Kamais. Like Tosfos, but just like we slugged up Rabbi Chiya Kamais, Ke'eched ikan ansadi lai, ikan ansadi lahai, so why are you mechuyim to swear? So we can slug up the second Shvu'e also. Ke'eched ahai moide lahai, ahai moide lahai. So what is pshat? A second lotion, now Shalom HaYisrael, the second lotion is good. V'yeshloime dahashtana mimuchach mikoyech taime de besomach. That the Gemara wants to prove idach the rabchiyah the way the Gemara feels ois. Yehelech potter, if helech would be potter, Yavni misakni rabbonom shvue deleke de chavosei b'yereis. That means the Gemara was nochis, you're 100% right. That there's a svore to say it is not a shvue b'yereis, because ki heichi da hai moide lahai, hai moide lahai. So it's not a shvue b'yereis. But al kaponim midarabonon we should be misaken, but that is only if heilech is chayev. But if heilech is potter, so it's not. It doesn't have any semblance to a shvuas made by mikzus, so they wouldn't be misaken a shvuah. They having misakni rabonon shvuah deleke dechvosei beirais. Avol rabchiye kemaise. So that is why, in the second lotion, we can say that there's a chiyev shvue midarabonon, since heilech is chayev, and it has a semblance to a shvue derais. Avol rab chiyev kamaisen, ki nami bados eidim pota, afilu we will say, ados eidim is pota, Mesakni rabbonon shvua b'masnisen. Afil you say ados eidim is potom. Mesakni rabbonon shvua b'masnisen. Tachoshiv hoido b'mayde tofes chavrei. So Taisvis, so the Ivre in Taisvis now, Taisvis is saying like this. This kashe, ki heichi da hai moide lahai, hai moide lahai, that's a good kashe, but midrabonon, we can make a chiyiv shvu. That's what Taisvis says. So if a zois on our Taisvis got stuck, so in rabchiyah kamaisa, let us say the same thing. It's hados eidis. The Gemara is takashe keichedikan ansadilai and ansadilai. So the Gemara should have said the same thing. Yeah, you're right. Min atayre taker, there's no shvur. But mid rabbanon there's a shvur. Mid rabbanon there's a shvur. That is what Taisvis kasha says. Is so Taisvis answers. There's no right to rabchiya kamaisa because maybe it's better than hados eidim. It's kilu eidim. That's the Ivre in Taisvis. So, Rab Chiya Kamaisa, B'chlal, we don't have a raya, because could be an Ansadi is Ki'ilu Hoide. Fine. The Doichik, so Taisvis says, so this Pshat is a Doichik. The Lefize Hoda Leikoma V'tane Tuna Akamaisa Mishim Demai De Tofis Choshev Kohedo. So it comes out Lefiha Emes. Why don't we have a raya to Rab Chiya Kamaisa? It's because of a different reason. Because there's a svara to say that this is better than Ador Seidim. V'zulay hoysa pilchosay lamaylo. This wasn't the kasha. El mitam kehechid an ansad ilhai an ansad ilhai. So Taisha said, I said pshat in the Gemara, but everything is, the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara, when the Gemara slugged up the first pshat, so the only reason the Gemara slugged up the first pshat was because Kehechidikan Ansadilai and Ansadilai. In that, Taisma says the Gemara can ask at the second pshat also. Kehechidikan Ahai Hoidi Lahai, Hai Hoidi Lahai. So Taisma says, so what is that pshat in the second lotion? Midarabono. So Taisa says that the Gemara could have answered the same thing on the first lashon. That's at the Rabbono. So Taisa says, yeah, the Gemara could have answered it, but I still don't have a right to Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, because who says Bechlal Tzados Eidim could be Yitzkilo Eidim. So Taisa says, yeah, I'm telling you Terutzim, but the Gemara doesn't say what I'm saying. So Taisa remains with a problem. I'd like to say over, so we have Rashi is a shverer pshat, Taisvis is a shverer pshat, the Nachlas David, and Rabbi Kiveger, both say a pshat in our Gemara, a different pshat, different than the Rishonim, that with that they want to forever the difficulties of the Gemara. The Gemara says further, Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, the Gemara says that, the Mishnah says that, each one says, Kula Shali, Tchelkim, you divide it. But the Gemara says, if one is holding a chelik of the Talis, so then whatever he's holding belongs to him, and there's a machloikis harishainim if he has to swear on that. So let's go for what this is a machloikis taisvis in the Rambam. The Rambam holds you don't even have to swear, and taisvis holds you do have to swear. But let's go in the beginning according to the shitas Rambam. So, for example, let's say you have a talis that is 10 amis long, Shnayim Eichsim Betalis, so Reuven gets 5 amos, Shimon gets 5 amos. But let's say Reuven is holding 3 etzbois, and Shimon is holding 4 etzbois. That's underneath his hands. Each one is holding that. So that what Reuven is holding, that what Shimon is holding, that doesn't go into the entire of Shnayim Eichsim Betalis. That's Gemara says a lashon command the posik dami. Whatever's under his hands, it's like it's cut off. That's not shnayim oichzim. I'm holding this myself.
The Rambam Shita, that he, whatever he holds, he takes even without a shvua. That, there's nothing tight on this. This is, he's holding this in his hands. There's nothing tight on whatever's on this hand. The holding tight is what they're holding together. But what each one is holding separately, that is no din of Shnei Meivs and Metallus. So the Mishnah says, Chilkim. So why doesn't the Mishnah speak about what is in their hands? So the Gemara says it's speaking about Eichsim Bekakasht, and they're holding the fringes of the Begit. So in the Begit, it's Chilkim. The Rishonim say, if Lavdavka is holding the fringes, if they're holding less than Gimelet's boys, it's also good, because less than Gimelet's boys is never Teres Begit, so the Mishnah does not speak about it. We're talking about Yechil the Begit. A Begit is at least 3 etzbois. So if Reuben is holding 2 etzbois, and Shimon is holding 1 etzba of the Begit, the Mishnah says, the Begit you divide. That what Reuben is going to get 2 etzbois, and Shimon is get 1 etzba, that's not Begit. So the Mishnah isn't discussing it. But that's 100% true. Whatever Reuben is holding, Reuben is going to get. Whatever Shimon is holding, Shimon is going to get. Now, so if that is true, and our Mishnah is speaking about, let's say that Reuben is holding 2 etzbois of the Begit, and Shimon is holding 1 etzba, so now we have here Amir de Kamay de Bemitzis. Forget about Rabchiyah. That means they're coming with a talis. They're coming with a talis, and so Reuben has 2 etzbois, so this is, so the Nachlas Dovet says noch one nekude. This is no shaila whatsoever. This is better than Hadoas Eidim. This is kilu hoide. That's what Tosfos said in the second lashon. The Nachlas Dovet says it matters if he's holding it mamish biyodoy, that is mamish no din teira on it, or they're holding it together. Whatever he's holding biyodoy is kilu hoide. It's just like there's no shaila about it. So not like this. So you have 2 people coming to Bezin. They're holding the talis. The whole talis, they're holding together. And Reuben is holding 2 etzbois, and Shimon is holding 1 etzba. So now, really, we don't have a raya to Rabchiyah. Let's start off. We don't have a raya to Rabchiyah, because that whatever Reuben is holding, there's no shaila about it, so it's ke'ilu Shimon was moide. That what Shimon is holding, there's no shaila, it's ke'ilu Reuben is moide. So there's a real moide b'mixis over here. It's a real moide b'mixis. Forget about it, don't say them. So Shimon is moide, these 2 boys belong to Reuben. So Shimon is this way on the rest of the talis. Reuben is moide that the 1 etzba belongs to Shimon. So Reuben is this way and the rest of the talis. So you have a real moide b'mitzis without hadoas eidim. But the Gemara, a big problem. That what Reuben is holding in his hand is heilach. So I can't be a moide b'mitzis. Because heilach is potter. So you have to say that the holding Torah is on what he's not holding in his hand. That the Gemara held is not heilach. There's a din Torah on it. What you need to do with that's not heilach. So the holding Torah is not based on what Reuben is holding in his hand. The holding Torah is based on what they're holding together. Or what they're holding together is where you have a moide b'mitzis. So kochoch is a raya to Rabchiya kamaisa. Taradoas eidem is machaya b'shvuah. So the first lashon of the Gemara held heilach is potter. The minute you say heilach is potter, so memele, so you cannot reckon with that which is in Reuben's hands, that which is in Shimon's hands, because that's heilach. That's heilach. So the whole moide b'mitzvah has to be through the hadoas eidim, what they're both holding together. That is hadoas eidim. That was the first lashon, because the first lashon held heilach is potter. So the Gemara is a pertinent question. Hadoas eidim. So why do you have to swear? Just like there's eidim that say half is Reuben, eidim say half is Shimon. Why should Shimon have to swear? finished, abgefreit. Ik da den lishna khine no it rabkhie bot a different guy rabkhie holds that heilig is potter and heilig is gaie heilig is gaie ooh now if heilig is gaie so me mele so now the shvue the way the mitzvahs can be from that what they're holding and that's not called that they're saying that's called maide whatever he's holding in the sand that's called maide. So memele, so now there's a poshet to moide b'miktzis. The minute you hold eilich is chayev, you lost your raya to rabchiye, because the shvu is not also ador seidim, the shvu is also moide b'miktzis. So you, and so if eilich is chayev, so now you have a poshet to moide b'miktzis, that Shimon is moide, that this belongs to Reuven, Reuven is moide, this belongs to Shimon, you have a poshtim, and then the rest of the talus is at the entire, and that's about the mitzvahs, and you swear. And that's the right. Now, Rav Sheshes came with a kashe, but Rabbi said, fine, but this is an ansadi lemaise, so why do you have to swear? Why do you have to swear? Kechadikan ansadi lai, an ansadi lai, so why would the Rabbonu Machai v'shvue? I don't hold of Rav Chiya. The Zodin of Shavuos Ador say this. But there's an Ansadi. So why can't that an Ansadi part from the Shavuos? That was Rav Sheshes' time. So therefore Rav Sheshes said that Heilich is Potter and the whole Shavuos of Rav Yechanan Heilich v'toikav talisi shal chaveri. That's Rav Sheshes' shtik teire. Rav Chiya held, no. That even though there's an ansadi, the rabbonon didn't want to go with the ansadi. They said, "We'll still be machayev shvu al tmeida b'mitzvus, and we won't reckon with the birur of the ansadi." And he says a very poshut yisod: if the whole shvu works with hados eidim, so then you can't dance on two chasanis. The whole shvu is because of the ansadi. So then, so you can make a chiyuv shvuah. But if the chiyuv shvuah is al smada tofes biyodoi, so then you can say, even though there's an ansadi, Chazal was still mechayev a shvuah, and that's that. That's how Rav Chaim Volozhiner said pshat in the Gemara, and all these the difficulties that the Rishonim had are much better. It's for them, for this is how they want to say pshat in the Gemara. Let us learn a little further. Let's learn the Gemara further. Oh, there's one more Taisvis. Rav Sheshes Omer Heilich Potter. So Taisvis Nire Shaloche Kerav Sheshes, Heilich is Potter, the Beperik HaShel Gabi Ebet Kotm Porach Bo'oid Heilichu. So it seems the Gemara held for Dava Poshet that Heilich is Potter. Ach B'Sefer Chavetz Mashma Da Heilich Hay. Finished. Zog the Gemara weiter with the last word of the Omid. Meisive. So the Gemara asks Akasha now. Sloyim dinrim. We have here, let us just explain what the case is speaking about. We have a very interesting shtar. We have a shtar, and the shtar it says that Reuven borrowed from Shimon sloyim. Sloyim. It doesn't say how many sloyim, it says sloyim, it says dinrim. So that's what the shtar says. And we have here a very interesting machloikis between the Malva and the Loide. Malva oime chomesh, the Malva says, I lent you 5 sloim. So, paflonishkaitaka, we didn't write the number in the shtar. That's a shame, but it was 5 sloim. The Loide oime sholish. The Loide also seems to be moide that attack it was more than 2 sloim. It was sholish. So now, so let's, So let's forget about the shtar for 1 minute, what the shtar isn't telling us, the amount of sloim that was in the halakha. So we have here a portion of the case of Maida B'mitzvahs. That means the Malva says, I lent you 5 sloim. The Loiva says, I borrowed 3 sloim. So Lachay is a Maida B'mitzvahs. That is Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Hoyel Vahoyde Mitzvahs Atayne Yishava. That's what Rav Shimon Elazar, he's a Maida B'mitzvahs. I mean, the Tashad is a deal, he borrowed 5 or 3, he's a Maida B'mitzvahs, he has to swear. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eine Ela Kemeshev Aveda Upata. Rabbi Kiva says he's a Meshev Aveda, and Rashi learns that together there was a Takona by a Meshev Aveda. The Takona by a Meshev Aveda is as follows, that a person goes and he finds a wallet, and it has an address that this person lost the wallet. He comes over to the person who lost the wallet. Here's your wallet. He's waiting for a yashikoyach, for $100 in the wallet. He returned the wallet to him. Sienna says, where's the other $100? He says, where's the other $100? He says, $200 in the wallet. I saw when you picked it up. Anyway, $200. So he says, only $100. So he slaps him to Bezin. He's a Maida B'mitzvahs. Now he has to swear on the other $100. So this Maitzi Aveda learned a lesson. Don't return Avedas. Doesn't pay to be too flum. Look, I was flum. I was nice. That's the Yashikoya. What I get, a slap in the face. He slaps me to Bezin. I have to swear I'm a criminal. He learned a lesson. He won't be Meshev Avedis anymore. He learned a lesson. Chazal realized this could occur, so Chazal said that a Meitzi Mitzia, we pata from Ashur. I mean, if we're gonna have such cases, know what's going to happen? No one will ever pick up an Avedis. I mean, that's the Koras HaTov of the Shavas Avedis. No one will pick up an Avedis, so there'll be a bigger chum. Memela, he returns it. You said there was another $100. Be happy with $100 you got back. So he's not mechuyev to swear. So, but this was a takana de rabbanon. In order to, that we shouldn't discourage a person for doing a chesed, for doing a taiva. This will discourage a person. He said, don't swear. Now, so Rabbi Kiva said, there was a shtar that says he lent sloim. Now this loive, if you wouldn't be honest, he could have said sloim. Sloim is, the shtar is 2. Sloim is 2. It was 2 sloim. He's a shtar, I can't say less than 2. 2 sloim. He's a fine yid, and he says there were 3 sloim. No, 3 sloim. Some amela said this, oh no, there were 5. You owe me, swear that there's on the other 2 sloim. He's going to learn a lesson. Honesty does not pay. You might he slaps you to Bezin. The next time we'll know what to do. So Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein ele kemeshev aveda upata." No. You're right, Meikar Adin. He is a aveda b'mitzas, but we can't go Meikar Adin because if he can go Meikar Adin, this is going to discourage all emes mention and. So we can't be mechayev mishvur. Let's see the Baal Bat Rashi says. Sloim dindrim. Shtar shekosa by plaini lova mi plaini sloim. Blei pirish kamo. Rein shtar shekosa by dindrim stam. Eina ela kemeshe babeda. This is Rabbi Kivi. Vidahavale lemei mishtayim. He could have said it was 2. But shtar misayoi. And the shtar also seems like 2 because they did not write a schum. The kivin the loy pirish, if no number was written, nikorim advorm sheshnayim ayu. So you see, klar that there was 2. Lekach lehutuch leforish. And that's the reason why a number was not written. the miyat loim beis vekiven da omagimu. So this person is mamish that tzadik adoyot. Meishiv avedu. That means with, if I wouldn't be so honest, you'd only get two. And I'm moided, so this, I'm doubt I'm moided the third seller, I'm a meishiv avedu. Chomim potru es meishiv avedu min ashvue, es nan a moitzi es metziya lo yishova. Fine. Okay. So we have here a machloikis. So the way Rashi says pshat, Rab Shimon ben Elazar holds, Rab Shimon ben Elazar is not going with Takonis, so he says, it's a moide b'mitzvah, yemachuyiv to swear, Rab Akiva made a Takona, the way Rashi says pshat of, Avam Eitzi Metziye. So Rab Akiva says he's potter to swear. Fine. But let's go. Tony Mies, Rab Shimon ben Elazar oima hoyil v'hoide mitzvah satayna yishol. He said, since he's a moide b'mitzvah, he has to swear. Time the Omar Sholosh. So he said Sholosh, then Hoyl Vahoide, that's called he was made the mitzvah satayim. Hoshtayim. But what if he would have said Shtayim? Potter. Then it seems that he would be Potter to swear. Why? Vahishtar the Kamoide Bay Heilachu, Ushmamino Heilach Potter. So we see from this that Heilach is Potter. That means, if he would have said Shtayim. Now Shtayim, the Malve is Botuach in Shtayim. Shtayim, the Karke is Mishnah. That means the Malve, these two is Keilu, it's in the hands of the Malve. The Malve has a Shtar, the Karke is Mishubid. He can go, with this Shtar, can Zichi get two from the Karke. There's no Shail. So the two is ki'ilu, it's in his hands already. Ki'ilu commanded not to lay biyodi dome. If the malve has a shtar, and the loive has kalke, and there cannot be a dispute on these two, because there's a shtar and he has kalke, so these two are like the malve has it already. So that's Eilach. That's equivalent Eilach. So there's no din teira on the two. This is paid up already. So from the lashon of Rav Shimon ben Elazar would seem by three, he's moide, the third seller is not Heilach. The third seller, I owe it to you, you can't be goyver from the kalke, it's not commanded not to lay biyodi domi, I owe it to you, eventually you're going to get paid if and when I decide to pay. But I'll kopon him. And so the third seller is a poshet amoyde b'mitzis. But the two sloim is a case of Heilach. So let us go back to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon ben Elazar says, by three, hoyil v'hoyde mitzis atayin, since he's amoyde b'mitzis, yeshova, taim edom ha-sholis, so shtayim poto. But it would seem, by three, he's amoyde b'mitzis. But by two, if he would say two, then he wouldn't be a moide b'mitzvahs. V'ashtar deka moide b'heilachu. Hushma mino heilach potah. So we see heilach is potah. Let us see what Rashi says. Taim adom ha-sholish. Kasal kedai tachashte demaisi tiyufte. The one who asked the kashi. Mi denoket pluktayu b'sholish v'chomish. Why did it say sholish v'chomish? V'loi nokat v'loi v'oim eshtayim. Shma mino. Bishtayim le mechayiv le Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Rab Shimon ben Elazar also would not be mechayiv bishtayim. Chunu mefarish v'yozel. Dekivin de cholay dosay bishtar ksude. Since the cholay do is in the shtar already, the shtar nami shtayim mashme, b'chol mashmois ha-shtar heilachu, whatever one can derive from the shtar is equivalent to Heilach. Shreyaka kois mishabodim al kach. So these two, the malvis betuach, and it's like he has them already. Avoki omar sholosh sloim shlishi milva peu. And the third seller, it's a milva peu, you don't have a shtar. The lav bishtar ksuve, beina ka kois mishabodim. There's no shibut. The third seller, you have to mon from the loive, the lav heilachu. Hachi gassinen ushtore de kamayda eilachu. Ushtore de kamayda eilachu by the legassinen kiven de kamayda bay. The belave dosinami ko shtori heilachu. Every star is heilach. Hachi perushe umayda kamayda bay. What is mayda? That means if it be mayda too, the chsi bishtar heilachu. Loi. Lo'olam emeloch shtayim chay. Could be shtayim is chay. Ahay dektoni sholish. Shtayim is also chay. Heilach is chay. Like Rabchia. Ahay dektoni sholish. Lapuki midarabekive da'oma meish vebeda avo pota kemash modamitsu satay na'ava b'chay. He wants to tell us that he disagrees with Rabekive. Rabbi Kiva said he's potter because he's a Meshiv Aveda. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, for some reason, is Chaylik and Rabbi Kiva. So that's why it says three. It says three to tell us, even though this Asfari is a Meshiv Aveda, I hold his Chaylik. Fine. But could be two is also Chaylik. But two, Rabbi Kiva would also hold your Chaylik because who's not a Meshiv Aveda. That's why it said three. To tell me, afilu by three Rav Shimon Alosos, he's also chai, and you don't say he's a meishiv aveda. Ihochi, if that's pshat, that a chapton three, that means two is chayiv, and three is also chayiv, that's pshat, Ihochi, Rav Shimon ben Alosos, oima, hoyul vohoy demitzus atayne yishove, Avza Yishova mi boile. That means if Rabbi Shimon Loza holds by two, you're also chayiv. They want to tell you afilu by three, you're chayiv. So he used the wrong terminology. He shouldn't have said hoyil voide. Since he's moide, he's chayiv. He should have said avza Yishova mi boile. It seems only here he's chayiv. By two, it's heilach. Eloilam shtayim pota. The Gemara says no. So you see that shtayim is takim pota. Only three is chayiv. Veheilech chayiv. And heilech is chayiv. Vishani hochid the kamesayel eishtore. But you know why two is pota? Not because heilech is pota. Because from the stimas loshin hashtar, it would seem that it was only two. So that's why he's potter to swear. He's potter to swear by two, not because, he's taka moide b'mikzis. And moide b'mikzis, the halach is called also moide b'mikzis. But he's potter to swear by two because he has a rai that he's right. Why didn't it say a number in the shtar? It's a rai was taka two. So he's not mechuyiv to be mevara with a shvue. That's pshat. But halach could be his chai. Let us see Rashi. Fukim mit der Rabbi Kiva. So I first wanted to say, really, two is also chayim. Fukim mit der Rabbi Kiva. Di tana shtayim lahava polig Rabbi Kiva. Yochi de bishtayim na michayim. Amai tana hoyil boi de mitzis atayni yishova. Rabbi Shimon ben Alosa hoyma. I should have said, amza yishova mi boi lei. If he would say av, so no, he's not called a meishiv aveda. Because the gom laat meishoide b'mikzis. Now he was a meishoide b'mikzis. The hashtu da havoido, mishum de selo shlishi lav heilachu. Avo shtayim lehavi haido, mishum heilach. So we see that heilach is part. Shmuel says no. Could be heilich is chai, v'loilam, ala yislach l'trutzi tritzochi, loilam ki nekamre, v'shtayim potter, v'tayim alav mishum heilich, d'heilich bal mechayim, v'shani hochet ha-komisai l'ishtorim, ha-eidim achsumim al ashtar, me'idin ki dvore, by not writing a number and leaving a shtar sosum, so it's like the eidim are saying eidis, that was tak only two sloim, and that's why it doesn't say a number. So that's what the Gemara says. Let's just see one Tosfos.
Ushmamino the Halach Potter. So how did the Gemara want to learn in the beginning? The Gemara wanted to learn in the beginning that Shtayim is Potter because it's Halach, and Halach is Potter. V'im Toima, Fraktoisvis, Yeinemon B'Sholosh, B'Migu the boy Omar Shtayim. Fraktoisvis, it's the Amir de Kekashe. Shtayim is Potter, because Halach is Potter. So that means, why did he have to open up Toisvis? He mentioned the before that is Machlokes Rashi and Toisvis. Toisvis holds Migu lafturim yishvu amrinen. So Mamel Rashi holds Migu lafturim yishvu lo amrinen. That's why Rashi says Meishev Aveda means Atakonos Chachomim. Toisvis learns Meishev Aveda means Amigu. So fact Toisvis, but now Lacher, we have to understand what is the Svar of Shimon ben Elozer. That says he's chayav shvuim. He could have said to v'yeshloima kiven the heilech potter. If heilech is potter, im yoimar shtayim havalei koifer hakol vein odom meyish. So Taisva says a moiradika lomdis over here. Taisva says why is heilech potter? The reason heilech is potter is because if I'm moider to you and it's not heilach, so memele, we hear from the loive, I owe you. I owe you. So memele, so that makes it a tainach shuve of the malve. That means we hear from the loive also he owes him. There's a disagreement how much he owes, but we hear from the loive that he owes him. That means the malve has a tainach shuve. By heilach, when he goes and pays up, there's a, he months him five and he's made in two and he's paid up already in the two. So the loiva is telling the malva, I have nothing to do with you. I don't owe you anything. So that is equivalent to a koifa hakel. That is equivalent to a koifa hakel. That's why heilach is potter. That's why heilach is potter, because it's like a koifa hakel. So Taisvis says, if we hold that Halach is Potter, the Shtar is Halach. So Taisus asked the Kasha, this person is Amigo, he could have said two, and if you said two, he would have been Potter from a Shvu'e. So let's say, Migo lafturim yishvu'e. So Taisus says, if he would say two, he's a Meis Ponim. If he says three, he's not a Meis Ponim. Because that's the longest. When I say three, so I can look the malva in the face, and he says, what do you want from me? I said I owe you. So you have to read between the lines. So that means, eventually we'll settle the account. But if I say two, it means we're finished. I have nothing to do with you. You have your two, and I don't owe you anything. So Taisvis says, so that's amigu dahoze, vein odem meyis. So Taisus learns Rabbi Kiva also means migu, not atakone. Meishav Aveda means a migu. So lechayre it's a migu dahoze. So Taisus says lehavi azes the Messiah leishtore. Since the shtar seems like him lehavi azes. Now I had a shtickle problem on the lashon of Taisus. The vote is not lehavi azes. He's a meidik mechutzif. Taisus learned shat, the hoses is makir b'shikrei. So that means like this. You know, I borrowed five. I borrowed five. So Taisus says, but I could have said, I borrowed two. So Taisus said, no, that's called amiga de hoses. That means I'm shutting the door. I don't owe you anything. So like, havi azis, the Messiah leishtor. I mean, we helped Messiah leishtor that he's not a mechutzif. He's the same mechutzer. Sayle shtore. Who are you fooling? The whole azus is makir b'shikrei. So how can Sayle shtore say it's not azus? The Taisus Harosh says the have meis. Oh, that's a different way. The Taisus Harosh says that since he is a shtar that's Messiah, it could be a mechutzer also.
That means he is a backbone. The star is Messiah. So Mamel, then he can be a mechutzer. So the Taisa Rosh, we can understand the Loshin have a meir. The Loshin of Taisus like have a azus, that's very difficult to understand the Messiah leishtorim. Unless it could perhaps be that maybe the Zashtikol Limut Schus on the Loive, maybe the Loive's Zikorin is playing tricks on him. Maybe he thinks it's Taka too, and the Shtar also doesn't say anything. So mainly he doesn't look like such an Azus upon him, because perhaps he thinks it was too, and the Shtar seems to say that was too, I have Azus. But look at the Loshen is a little difficult to understand.